Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Happy New Year from the 1047 studios. Toast and Jam is back for another year of sports and more. Nice to have you along. I'm Tim Oast, known as Toast. Here he is, Paul McDonald. We call him Jam.
Bundle save. Bundle and save. But anyway.
Okay.
How you doing? How was your new year and holidays? And
not too shabby.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good deal.
Pretty good deal?
Yeah, I didn't stay up too late. I can't make it to midnight.
I barely got to 10 o'clock.
That's about where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toast and Jam is brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard and our trivia sponsor, Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang Agent. And we have another great show lined up.
And this is a special one.
It is. A great way to kick off the year.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, big thank you to executive producer. Can't forget about him, Eric Kringley. He does a great job for us. Puts it all together. Makes it sound a whole lot better.
That's a full-time job.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. And today's guest, the Honorable Valley City Mayor Dave Carlsrud. Dave, welcome to Toast and Jam.
You may have a tough time selling the honorable part. And I was wondering, where's the peanut butter come in here? Don't you have to have some peanut butter?
Well, I might find some we can get the peanut butter, but
we might have to work on that.
Yeah.
See if we can't find
maybe them. Eric can be peanut butter. We'll let him be peanut butter.
Yeah.
But thank you for the invitation. Glad to be here.
Before we get to Dave, let's recap some of the local sports. We do that every time before we get to our guest. And let's start with the high school, Valley City Highliners.
Yeah, kind of a downtime. You know, during the holidays, they had the shootout here, and the Highlander girls, JV, played a couple of games, lost to Turtle Mountain, then defeated Dunseith. The varsity boys defeated Dunseith in their games. And they had the JV play, and the boys only played one game because they've got so much going on. They're in the BCT. They've got the Devil's Lake shootout that's coming up this weekend for the girls, next weekend for the boys. So they were over their allotment of games. So they had the JVs play at the BCT. Highlander girls, they were in Wahpeton last night, and they defeated the Huskies 60-47. Another big game for Miss Birchall. Katie Birchall had 26 points. 8 rebounds. Okay. It's kind of funny. They scored. She had between her and Maddie Anderson combined in the second half. They outscored Wahpeton. Those two, 28-20.
Oh boy, a nice bounce back though from that Devil's Lake.
Yeah,
game.
That was a tough game. The Devil's Lake, the number two ranked team. Highlanders are number three, defending state champs. Just could not get over that hump, losing 66-64. But what I called an instant classic. It was a great game, and I got a feeling those two teams might meet again in the postseason at a state tournament again this year.
You got it. Wrestling? Where are we at with wrestling?
Wrestling, they had the Rumble on the Red here this past week, and Colton Griebel took third. Got upset. He dropped down a weight class to 133 because he's normally at 139, and he dropped down to 133. And a kid by the name of Brian DeForest at Bismarck is a stud at 133, ranked number one. Beat Colton 2-1 in the semis, and then Colton bounced back and won in the to Lubke, I believe, a kid from DGF that he wrestled here at the holiday tournament, 11-4, got third place. He was the only varsity wrestler for the Highlanders.
Okay.
Their JV did well with the 15 kids from the JV. 11 girls wrestled. Miley Christensen won the championship at 142. And so a good weekend at the Rumble for the Highlanders, and even had some champs with the little Shavers. The Express had two or three that won their weight class as well on Saturday. And now they've got the big one this weekend, the Rotary up in Bismarck. That's the big one that's going on this weekend for the wrestlers. And Highlander boys basketball, again, they start the BCT today as we talk Tuesday. They'll play White Shield. The Highlanders are the only Class A team in this tournament, so they're the number one seed. They'll play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. But White Shield is their opponent here today at 3 o'clock at the bubble.
Okay.
Maple River and Barnes County North play each other at the end of the day. They're the last game of the day at 7:30.
Lemoore, who do they
Lemoore have? Will take on Enderlin. Lemoore and Tremarion will take on Enderlin. That's the 6 o'clock game. And then it'll be Mayport CG and Wymer Lidgerwood. We'll be playing at 4:30 this afternoon.
Okay, let's turn it over to Valley City State.
They are in the midst of the conference season now, a tough weekend, lost to UJ on Friday, the men did, and the women. And then the women defeated Dickinson State Saturday. The men lost to Dickinson State. And that game against UJ, from what I heard, I was doing the Highlander game, so they had it. They should have won that one. Lost by
the women?
Four. The men.
Oh, the men.
The men. The women, probably, they were missing a key element. Ashlyn Demert, their leading scorer, was in a wedding.
Oh.
And so she was not there.
You got to do what you got to do. You know?
Hey, when one of your good friends says, come to my wedding, you go to the wedding, and basketball is only a small slice of life.
That's right. There's more games.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's.
And they've got Mayville State this Friday. The BCSU okay. men and women will play Mayville State at the bubble.
Mayville's always Friday. Got good basketball.
It'll always be a rocker at the bubble on Friday.
And the big game last night, the FCS championship.
Oh,
Dave, you can chime in anytime. I know you're pretty pumped up about that.
Well, it was a heck of a game.
It was a good game. The first half, the Bison controlled everything there, but, you know.
And, you know, the committees that put the seeding together, you had the top four in the semis, and then mm-hmm. you had the top two in the finals. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get any better than that. At first, I thought, we aren't going to have a close game here.
I know.
It should be a close game, yeah. You know, because that's the way it's set up, but... it turned out to be a whale of a ball game.
It really was, yeah. Bison, number 10, 10th championship.
They have been to Frisco 11 times and only lost once.
They own that town, don't they?
Frisco loves it when the Bison get in.
They'll
have
to change it to Fargo instead of Frisco.
Yep.
One of the things they mentioned last night was not only been there 11 times, but it's since 2011.
Right.
If I heard right.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And it's only been going on for 15 years. So 11 out of the 15 years, the Bison have been in the championship game.
Yeah. So another one. They can hang up another banner.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't get... generally don't get runs like that in at that level.
No, and the thing that I feel is the most impressive is different coaches.
Coaches changing, you know,
different philosophies or whatever, but and that's, you know, if you hire within, with Kleiman mm-hmm. was under Bowl, and the current coach was under Kleiman, mm-hmm. Entz was under Kleiman.
Right.
The current coach was under Bowl, actually.
Right.
So
right.
that's a key, too.
It is amazing with the recruiting. And now, of course, the portal mm-hmm. Makes it very difficult for a lot of teams. And they just keep winning.
Yep.
That's good.
You got to recruit new people and your own people every day.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it.
Speaking of college football, a young man from Valley City, speaking of the portal, mm-hmm. that left Valley City State, went up to UND, Mr. Riley Gerhart. There is talk that he might find himself playing on Sundays. He's one of the linebackers that's in to look for or to watch as far as the draft, which will come up in April. But whether or not he gets drafted, probably not. Usually they won't get drafted, but then that undrafted free agency.
Right.
So that's something to keep an eye on when we get into April and May.
Play on a practice team for a while, and who knows?
Who knows?
That's right.
And that's not all bad because, you know, when you're a free agent, you can choose the team
mm-hmm.
that might be the best opportunity for you.
FBS championship semis coming up.
Yeah, Notre Dame and Texas. And this is, you know, they used to have some good battles in the Cotton Bowl back in the 70s.
Right.
Remember, Joe Montana, I think, brought them to a Cotton Bowl victory against Texas. And they're playing in the Cotton Bowl. Is it in Texas? I think it's at AT&T Stadium because mm-hmm. they don't play at the Cotton Bowl anymore, the actual stadium, the Cotton Bowl. But, and then Penn State, another Big Ten team. Yeah, I still can't say that they're a Big Ten team.
I know, it's hard. it's very hard. Just like Oregon.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
But Ohio State and Penn State. Am I right there?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was the teams that didn't get the byes.
Bottom four teams.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's kind of,
you don't think Alabama's sitting at home going, sakes.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the Notre Dame game when Montana was playing. I guess Steve Sitchie was playing then too. He was
that's right.
He was like a
Sid's
free
son,
safety
yep.
for them or strong safety,
yes.
I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
1979, I believe, is when that was.
Yes.
Yep.
Definitely. Okay. We'll shift it to the Vikings.
VCSU Vikings?
Minnesota Vikings.
All those Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings. What happened?
We got the New York Jets, Sam Darnold.
That's what I thought. Deer in the headlight look.
You know, I'm a
What are Viking. You going to say, Dave?
I'm a Viking fan. I've been a Viking fan since their second preseason game that was played in Fargo at Dakota Field.
Mm-hmm.
George Shaw was the quarterback until this kid came in at Tarkenton.
Yeah, what's his name? Fran the Man?
Yeah. And you know, I think they were surprised with the change in philosophy that Detroit had, and Darnold was running for his life. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, it reminded me a little bit of Brett Favre, his second year here, mm-hmm. when the line got beat up and he was running for his life all day.
Yeah.
It was one of those things, and it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I had been in contact with Mike Berg up in Grand Forks, and we talked a while. And I said, "So, Coach, who's going to be in the better position coming out of that game? The team that wins or the team that loses as far as going into the rest of the playoffs?"
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't a definite answer. But it was pontificated quite well.
Yeah, it was a good question.
Yeah,
a very good question.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I'd sign a contract just yet with Darnold. Not yet. There are those moments, you know, and he can look great, and not just like Cousins too. He looks great, and then you can turn around, and there's just not that even Steven with these quarterbacks like the Tom Brady's. Josh Allen, there's a great quarterback. I mean, there's a lot of good quarterbacks out there.
Mm-hmm. Some guy in Kansas City is okay, Mr. Mahomes.
Well,
Mr. Mahomes.
Mahomes, yeah, and Carson, poor Carson. He got thrown into the wolves. On Sunday, I felt kind of sorry for him because he mm-hmm. had a backup line. He plays the best defense in the league.
You know, when we make our judgments on these things, you know, first of all, you know, it's like our golf game.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
The results don't always reflect the effort.
No, that's no. Right.
So some days it's who you're playing. Some days it's how you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a pretty big sample size, and there are no guarantees, or we wouldn't have to play the game.
That's right. Exactly. Well, Minnesota Vikings will take on the Rams, another team they lost to this year,
mm-hmm.
on a crazy play at the end.
Mm-hmm.
You officiate. Was that a face mask?
Well, sure it was.
Yeah. Absolutely was.
They missed it.
Just like I think it was a safety against the Lions, and it should have been intentional grounding. But who knows?
Well, and didn't their rules expert indicate that probably should have been a foul?
Yep.
And you know, from officiating, I will tell you that regardless of what most people think, we don't get them all right.
No. We're human.
And even there, where you have the eyes in the sky and you have eight guys officiating it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just, the players are so big, fast, and talented.
Yeah.
I mean, you take Lance.
Trey Lance?
Bryce.
Oh, Bryce.
No, Bryce.
Yeah.
I mean, that catch that he made in the semifinal game. I mean, when I went to officiate in the North Central Conference, one of my friends who was there told me, he said, when you have a guy on the sideline and there's a ball coming and you know it's going over his head and out of bounds, just wait a little bit. He said, hey, get up and touch it. Oh, not only does he get up and touch it, he catches the darn thing and comes down mm-hmm. with a spot in bounds. And so he said, make sure you see the ball bounce twice and count the laces before you blow your whistle.
Good one. Okay, we're going to be back with our guest, Dave Carlsrud. But first, a message from the North Dakota Army National Guard. You had the recruiter in a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we had Maddie Schlager, the new recruiter, in. And a wonderful young lady, a rough rider. She's from Grand Forks, Red River.
Okay.
But it went to NDSU, so we talked a little football. And she wasn't going to Frisco. She had to work. I said, okay.
Okay. Right.
But, of course, if you want to get into the National Guard, you can go as an enlisted soldier, commissioned officer. There's that state tuition assistance for public and private institutions, four colleges with ROTC program with some assistance, and, of course, the biggest, the combined federal and state tuition assistance programs will cover up to 100% at a North Dakota State-supported school. And you can get yourself a trade, you get educated, you serve your country for a little while, and you come out a different individual, I got a feeling.
Yeah. It's a big plus for a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Heading out to wherever, they just have no idea what they want to do.
No.
And this is a nice way to get into it.
Yep, and they'll direct it. And she took me through the process. I want to get to know you as an individual.
Right.
That's, and then we'll worry about what do you like, what's your interests. And then we'll go from there.
Okay.
It's a lot like athletics. You will learn life's lessons that you just don't learn in other places.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you probably don't accept, you don't think, oh, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You could. Actually, you can.
Well, we are very happy to have Valley City Mayor Dave Carlswood with us as our guest this week. Dave has been mayor here in Valley City how many years? Do you remember how many years?
Be nine this summer. 9 years.
Yeah. Nice semi-retirement gig.
I thought it was semi. It can occupy your time pretty well.
Okay, before we do anything else, let's clear the air. Let's clear the air right here. You know, Dave came in, he says, you know, I don't want any tough questions, you know, but I'll answer them.
You're going to ask it right away. Huh?
And please, for the people out there, know that these questions are coming cold to me now.
Exactly. He did not get anything ahead of time.
This is a cold call. Okay, so Dave, your favorite rock and roll song? Favorite rock and roll song of all time? What would that be? See, I told you it was going to be tough.
Maybelline, Johnny Rivers.
Okay, very good. Right. I like that one.
Yeah,
you old enough
you can
for
tell
that?
You can tell he's a little older than us.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't even remember the name of the song for a while. I had to go through my mind.
He's running through the list.
Yeah, yeah. The file out
through looking through the fog.
The smoke is coming out.
Okay, Dave. So, in your wildest dreams, did you ever think you'd be mayor?
My wildest dreams didn't include being mayor, no.
Oh, what's the toughest part of your job?
Dealing with the media.
No, just getting enough information on which to base sound decisions. We have a good crew of commissioners. I think we touch many of the demographics in town, so we hear from people. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to do the right things.
Right.
And until you have all the information, no matter what you're doing, if you're buying a house, getting a car, whatever, you got to have as much information as possible. And we had one situation where I supported one some years ago, and I was taken to task on it. And I said, well, that was the information we had at the time. If I had had today's information, I wouldn't have voted that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's challenging that way because I'm living in Valley City by choice. I don't have to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I've come to love Valley City, and I can see myself being here for the duration.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it looks like we're going through a lot of change, and of course, the talk of property tax reform in North Dakota. Is there a happy medium in that property tax relief?
Well, I think there are about 70 bills out there. And I don't know what the happy medium is. There are people much more informed on that than I am in the legislature. And I think if they all get together and just try to do the right thing, it'll come together. I think there will be times where it's going to be required to cross party lines with the ideas. I mean, j- just because somebody has an R or a D behind the name doesn't mean it isn't a good idea.
Right.
But sometimes we look at that line first, and we have to remember we're North Dakotans first.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you grow up?
You noticed I did?
Yeah. I know. Yeah, we haven't all grown up yet.
So, yeah. That growing up is optional, right?
That's an option.
I'm getting to the older part. But
your background a little.
My family comes from Rothsay, Minnesota.
Okay.
And when I was about 9, we moved over to Wolverton. My dad was in the farm implement business, and
wasn't there a song Wolverton Mountain?
Oh, spent a week there one night. There was Wolverton Mountain.
Yeah, there was a song, Wolverton Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not only the song.
There is one.
There was, yeah. But anyway, moved there, and then in 62, I moved into Breckenridge and lived there until 1988 when I moved to Valley City. And,
okay. And
now I've lived in Valley City longer than I've lived anywhere else.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here.
No kidding. Okay.
You were born in Breckenridge,
I was born in Breckenridge. Yeah, that's birthplace, yeah.
He's waiting for the sign.
The sign hasn't gone up. I haven't seen your sign either yet, so.
I can't. I was born in Fergus Falls. Rothsay was right down the road there.
They're prairie chicken.
Yeah, and silly me, I can't remember the name of the hospital, if it was St. Mary's.
St. Francis.
St. Francis Hospital. St. Mary's Church.
Right.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, St. Francis Hospital.
St. Francis. I still have the bill. It was like $58.
Throw a couple more zeros on that now, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, boy. You know, over the years, I guess Valley City's come a long way with the flood situation. Mm-hmm. And over the years, you guys have handled whatever threat to water in a very, very good way with the walls and everything else. That helps out.
Let's go back before I was involved. I was involved in flood fights in 9 and 10.
Right.
And I retired from high school activities office in 10.
Was it that long already?
It is.
Man.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
And anyway, so they were underway with trying to figure out what to do with all this stuff. And if either one of those flood fights in 9 or 11 had failed, there would have been about $52 to $54 million worth of damage in Valley City. So that's important to our federal government and FEMA to figure out how to mitigate this best.
Yeah.
So this started long before I was involved. Credit to those folks who were working then. And then there, Lisbon and Valley City partnered, worked together, and they did that until Lisbon's project, which was much smaller than ours, had been completed. And they were on our own. But we had, we've had legislators here, and we had the appropriations chairs from the Senate and from the House this summer, and they both told us to keep doing what we're doing, because they like working with Valley City, because Valley City asks only for enough money that they can invest in the project. there were too many of them. They needed $10 million, and they were asking for $13 million. Mm-hmm. So then you get a bunch of stranded money sitting out there, and it can't be utilized anywhere. And that practice was not done here. If it was $8.9 million or $8.8 million, that was the request, not $9 million. Mm-hmm. And they respect that, and so they have been very, very good to Valley City, for which we're eternally grateful, because what used to take 7 to 8 days to prepare for a flood, when we had that threat in the spring here a couple years ago, took 2.5 days.
Right.
Because we used like 1,500 to 2,000 sandbags, and before it was between 380 and 400,000 sandbags.
Yeah.
So it's
and a lot of manpower.
Oh yeah, and a lot of the guys and gals who were doing that stuff are too old to do it today.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Very true. A lot of work done on the streets here the last few years, looking very good. Are we seeing more of that coming this summer again?
Yep. As long as the Prairie Dog Bill is available, mm-hmm. and we can generate enough revenue to pay our 20%, because the 80-20 cost share, I mean, that's amazing. About 6 years ago, they did a study on our infrastructure, and we had about 8 miles of road that had poor infrastructure. There are areas in town where fire trucks carry enough hose to reach another block because some of those old pipes have, four-inch pipes have shrunk to two. In over here, you know, we were over by the city hall, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. by the post office, yep. and along in there. That stuff was all over 100 years old.
Yeah.
And over the past 3 years, we had four or five breaks there, yep. and had to dig up the street, which Todd Christensen didn't like it because he had to walk around the corner to get his mail.
Oh, darn. Yeah.
There's going to be one of
them. I had to park a block away from Alley Beans.
There
you
go. We had to throw somebody out on the bus today, didn't we?
Of course. We'll have Todd in here
we
later.
We still got time.
Yeah. We'll throw Todd in here a little later. We'll get him on the show so he can rebuttal that.
There you go.
Okay. Let's talk officiating one more time. What was you officiated for years? Biggest change in your mind? We're in basketball now, basketball season. Biggest change in basketball over the years? Game itself.
Three-point line. Mm-hmm. Okay, that was one of them,
yeah.
That was big. And the bodies of the kids, which then generates more of a contact sport, mm-hmm. yeah. Because they can handle more contact. Mm-hmm. You know, generally, a foul is where someone gains an advantage not intended by rule, okay, but they run into each other now, and so the way the game is played today is completely different than what, and likewise then how it's officiated,
right.
That has to change as well. So
more physical than it used to be.
Yeah, and not in a mean manner. Mm-mm. Kids are just bigger, faster, stronger, and there's more contact because there isn't a lot of room, especially on a high school floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see two big teams play each other on a high school floor, and it's the X type of game, right? Yeah. The type of game is X. And you take that same game over to the bubble and play it on a 94-foot floor, and it's a whole different ball game because they have room to move without running into one another.
Right.
So is there a Hall of Fame for officials? If there is, you should be in it.
He is.
You are, right? Okay. Where's that at?
Which?
The Hall of Fame for officials.
For the North Dakota High School Officials Hall of Fame. It's in Jamestown.
In Jamestown.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Along with the other yep. stuff in, yep. the, in the civic center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah, it is. It, you know, for people who are interested in activities, but be it golf, bowling, baseball, softball, whatever, stop in over at the Civic Center and walk through the Hall of Fame.
They have a nice display. They really do.
It's gorgeous.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Dave, hey, we really appreciate you being here today. We'll have you back. I know that. And thank you so much for what you've done for Valley City.
Well, thank you. I was going to give you a bad time, and then you get all nice on me. What the?
Wait, I haven't finished. I haven't said my piece.
I better back up here a little bit. No.
Well, being mayor certainly wasn't something that was on my bucket list. It just happened, and there were some rocky roads, but Things are going better right now, and our group of commissioners and are just trying to do the right things. And I can't say enough good things about the city staff, all through the all employees we have do such a great job for our community and its citizens. So we should please be grateful for them.
You go to a commission meeting, which there's one tonight. You look around the room at the people around that table up front, and you're not by yourself. It takes a village.
Yep.
And yeah, there's some wonderful people behind the scenes and in front of it that do some outstanding things at City Hall.
Yeah, and it's all over our community, and they go the extra mile. You know, people get help that oftentimes others don't hear about.
That was something I was just going to bring up real quick, and then I'll be done with my say. Is you look at organizations that reach out needing money to do something. One quick example is the youth center is now Youth for Christ has just taken that over. And one thing that was said to me in an interview, what the city has done for us, for them to get that building, make sure the grants are there and the support that they're getting. What is it about the city of Valley City that people step up when an individual or a group or somebody needs help, needs money, whatever the case may be, they line up to help?
Yeah, Larry Robinson. Okay, hi Larry. We'll tell you that Valley City is a community of joining hands, and that the answer is usually somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, giving city, big time.
Absolutely,
always has been.
Used to be, it could have been the capital of North Dakota back in the day.
Just think, you could be governor.
You'd be governor.
I'm as old as some of the dirt, but not that dirt.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
But good. Yeah, an example of the generosity in our community, some of the fundraisers around town, but annually, the Salvation Army and Lee and his team do a great job.
Outstanding.
But the people are so faithful to the Kettle campaign, and they're certainly grateful for that, and know that Lee administers that, and the people who work with him on sharing the funds will err on the side of grace.
Yeah, and Lee was just in the building today. He and I had our conversation, and look in the next couple of days for a story about how the Kettle campaign went. And
catch that in the paper.
It'll be in the paper. Okay. Yep, in your Times Record. But that's the same thing that he said is, and Valley City is one of the top in the state when it comes to the Kettle campaign. Not just the money that they raise, but people ringing bells and the volunteers that they have.
Mm-hmm. Great support.
It is great support, and we have to recognize the places where the bells are rung, because they allow them to be inside and with people our age who are doing those things. We can't stand out in the cold like that.
Right.
It even gets cold in the entryways by some of the where we ring sometimes. So.
Come on, Mom, turn up the heat.
Yeah.
Shout out to Levers and Petrol. Petrol Serve for doing that.
Yep. You bet. A lot of good help all the way around. Dave, thank you so much for being with us. We're not done. You can still hang in here because we've got some good stuff coming up here too yet.
Well, thank you. I do have another meeting.
Oh.
And being here has been a joy.
Hey.
Thank you so much for the invitation. And
always welcome.
Anytime you need Phil, give a holler.
We got you. All right. You're only a stone's throw away.
That's right. You're a good fill-in. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Dave Carlsrud with us here today. This day in sports history, let's run down that quick. Like 1927 on this day.
All right, 1927?
Yeah, Dave.
Dave might remember that.
Yeah, they might remember that, yeah. Harlem Globetrotters play their first game in Hinckley, Illinois.
There's a movie coming out about the beginning of the Globetrotters.
Okay.
Yep.
Take care, Dave.
Goose Tatum.
Yeah.
Marcus.
Meadowlark Lemon.
Meadowlark Lemon. Yes. Who was the guy that could dribble?
He was one of the originals.
Oh, man, it's hard.
The dribbler.
Marcus Haynes.
Marcus Haynes. Yep. Yeah, there you go. On this day, 1972, Lakers defeat the Atlanta Hawks 134-90 for their 33rd straight win. That is still the longest winning streak in major professional sports.
33 in a row.
1992, Tom Seaver and Raleigh Fingers elected to Baseball's Hall of Fame. 2007, Phil Jackson wins his 900th game as a head coach, becoming the fastest coach to reach the 900 career wins. Mm. Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Wow. And a North Dakota boy.
Williston, North Dakota.
Williston, North Dakota.
Oh, my gosh. Sports birthdays today. This is for Eric.
Okay.
He'll appreciate this. 1945, Tony Conigliaro, outfielder for the Red Sox, born. Died in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
1962, born on this day in 62, Ron Rivera, coach, player.
Yeah.
1976 on this day, Alfonso Soriano, Dominican baseball player. Birthday today for Lamar Jackson, 27.
Oh, happy, only 27.
27.
Wow.
Man, still running wild.
Yes.
Sports trivia is up next, brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. How you doing, Chris?
Well, he's doing well.
He's hard to lock in.
Busy, busy man. But of course, you know, he's busy because people want to put all their eggs in one basket. All that stuff they want to insure. And so you got to go to Nodak Insurance Company. The more you insure with Nodak Insurance, the more you save your home, vehicle, business, collectibles, whatever the case may be. Give Chris a call at 845-2912, the agent with answers.
Yes, always. He's got an answer for everything for you.
So. He does.
I got a baseball trivia book for Christmas, so I had to try it out.
Okay.
Give it a try here.
Yeah, that new book smell?
Yeah. Yeah. Sports writer Henry Chadwick. Does that ring a bell? Back in the day. Anyway, sports writer Henry Chadwick was a critic of a rule in the game of baseball called the bound rule. What is the bound rule?
Hmm. You may have me.
This would have been in the 1800s, too. So
okay.
I'm going to leave you with that. What is the bound? What was the bound rule?
Wow.
He was a critic of a rule in the game called the bound rule. What is the bound rule in baseball, or what was it?
Right.
Think about that one for a while.
Think about that, yeah.
That's our sports trivia question this week, brought to you by Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. You'll probably want to take a look at that baseball trivia book.
I might, yeah. I've got one, too. But
how about words of wisdom?
Always.
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 Talent wins games, but teamwork and intelligence wins championships.
Oh, I thought it was defense.
That, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Talent wins games. But teamwork and intelligence wins championships.
There you go.
That's going to do it, huh? Tolston Jam for this week. What a start.
Our 50th show, number 50. Dave was our 50th show.
Wow. And Glenn in Minneapolis?
Yep.
Glenn, I think it's 50. I'm pretty sure it's 50. I know
I looked it up.
Okay.
I double-checked today.
All right. Well, Glenn, our good buddy in Minneapolis, he always kind of
he was worried about us.
Well, he was. Yeah, where's Toast and Jam live? Now we're back.
Now we're back.
Brand new year, 19.
Even the great ones got to take some time off.
2025. Hard to write that down already. 2025. That's Toast and Jam for this week. Want to thank our guest again, Dave Carlsrud. Thanks to our sponsors, North Dakota Army National Guard and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang, agent. And thanks to our executive producer, Eric Kringley. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And looking forward to the new year. Any final thoughts?
Get out to the bubble Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Watch the Highlander boys at the BCT. Vikings will host Mayville State Friday, boys, men's and women's. And then the girls are on the road at Devil's Lake this weekend. So lots going on.
Okay. I have one final thing here. Get well wishes. I've got some get well wishes. Rocky Gable, Thundering Saints fame, just had open heart surgery and is recovering from that. So, Rocky, do a great thing with the Thundering Saints.
Yeah.
They made a big donation to the library, and they do a lot of good things.
We might have to get him on the show. I think it would have been too soon after the surgery to have him be up against us.
Jim Eukstead, my buddy Jim Eukstead.
Jimmy?
James Stang. He had a little fall.
Yeah.
Broke some ribs.
Oh.
He's mending.
Okay, so, he's on the mend.
Yeah. Ryan Metcalf. Had a little heart problem. He's in the hospital, and I hope things get better with him. Of course, Scott Barry, we're always thinking
always
of him.
Anybody, yeah.
And Joni Martin, of course, our friend Joni.
She'll be dancing soon.
I had a chance to visit with her last week. She's looking pretty good.
Good.
Looked like she's almost ready to dance again.
Oh, I'm sure. She's ready to get those shoes going.
No kidding.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's been tied down too long.
She's getting anxious.
Oh, hey, what a day. Hey, that's going to do it from the 1047 Studios Toast and Jam for this week. We'll see you next week.